This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to Bluebet, the true blue Aussie bookie. Gamble responsibly.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour, time for...
If it's happening in footy...
Jeepers, have the headlines been coming thick and fast?
This man will be all over it.
Let's get Jay-Z in.
All right, and talk footy.
On Triple M's Rush Hour...
He's going to try and get back out there.
It's Jay-Z Clark.
We've got him back out there, don't worry about that. Welcome to you, Jay-Z.
Hello, Jim. This is my favourite part of the week. Billy's writing slow down on a bit of paper because sometimes I have the tendency to talk a bit faster and I trip up and stumble over my words, Bill, so thank you for
slow down.
Little
you're getting reminder. Elocution lessons from Bill.
I know, isn't it amazing? Hey, I walked past on the way here, team. I walked past a big motorcade, lots of security, 20 police cars.
Wow,
saw heaps of heavy looking types. Who would be who do you I thought it might be an F1 sort of superstar?
There's only one man, Barack.
Yes,
oh, Cashy's Barack. He's on the best Cashy run you've ever seen.
I think I just walked past him, Bill.
Did you?
Yeah.
Hey, Jay-Z.
He said, hey, Jay-Z. I said, you've got to get back out there.
He said, you've got to get him back out there.
Hey, the Tigers go into Friday night football dinged up.
Yes, massive. News just broken then. Jim, the superstar, Dustin Martin, is out with that hamstring concern. Not only him, Jacob Hopper, the star recruit, out with a knee issue. So that's going to be four big names out for the Tigers. Because remember, Nathan Broad's been suspended and Jaden Shortbill is out with a calf injury. Ooh. Tom Lynch might be a little bit sore as well. He copped a corky. So they come up against the Red Hot Pies.
Wow.
And you'd think without those four big names, it's going to be a very difficult
couldn't be going
assignment.
Better. No, they are could fine. Not be going better.
I heard Craig McRae say again today that, yes, I'd tag Nick Dacos. So he's throwing that out there again. No one listens. And that's the coach saying it. But also said he's worked at both clubs, Richmond and Collingwood, and he thinks the Collingwood cheer squad or the supporters are much louder.
Really?
Yeah, he said that.
Well, they can do the big Collingwood chant, and at the moment, there is plenty of reason to cheer. The funny thing about Nick Dacos is Damien Hardwick doesn't tag.
No.
Like, they don't have a tagger, they don't run with a tagger, but when Nick Dacos is in the sort of form that he's in, I wonder whether he'll consider it. Bit of Cotchin time, bit of Jack Ross time, but there will be some new faces
Cotchin.
And some young blood coming. Well, he's evolving. Involving in his role.
Righto.
Bill, so it's going to be a huge challenge, and the Pies absolutely magnificent. Brody Majcik might not play, though. He had a dislocated finger that split the skin, so he's in some doubt. And Jordan De Goey's got a bit of a sore shoulder, but should play. So some big names out for the Tigers, a huge task for them.
Who was that? My memory's not serving me as well as it should these days. Jay-Z, you will remember, Freo's famous tagger. From about
Ryan
10
Crowley.
Years ago, Ryan Crowley.
The pinch
what I would like to see is Nick Dacos work through that.
Yes.
Because that's a tag.
Yes.
What he copped on the weekend wasn't a tag.
A bit of uncompromising.
A bloke just going, right, I'm not going to even focus on the ball. Yes. I'm just going to make sure you don't touch it.
He needs a Scarlet.
That would be interesting.
Matty Scarlet.
And Boomer didn't like it when he got pinched.
Oh, Boom didn't. No. They didn't get on at all, those two. But he is, what a great story those two boys are. The Dacos boys, what they're doing is just so brilliant. I love it.
Equal premiership, favourite in the Brownlow medal market now at $9. Can you believe that? In his second season, he's having a Chris Judd, Joel Selwood style year.
And Collingwood are favourites to win the premiership at $5.
Well, they're playing a brand of footy, Bill. They're going to be hard to stop. I tell you what's going to be massive tomorrow night. It's Luke Beveridge, Bulldogs up against the Brisbane Lions, Josh Dunkley.
Yes.
0-2 Bulldogs, by the way. Yes. So they're bringing some heat. They've got to bring some heat into this game.
And history says, Jim, if you go 0-3, other than the Sydney Swans who did it a few years ago, if you go 0-3 to start the season, you don't play finals.
Ooh.
That's what the data says. The Swans were able to work a miracle.
Hope the Cats win.
And so it's going to be very difficult for the Bulldogs. And Luke Beveridge, so Grant Thomas says Luke Beveridge has stayed too long in the job. He's got a, his time's up sort of thing. He batted that away, so he didn't buy into his own future. But he said they do have to play a lot better football. And they've had some soul-searching conversations throughout the week. He said we're not defending well enough. We're not connecting with our forwards well enough. And we're not applying enough pressure. So Arthur Jones comes in for his debut.
I see that.
Yes.
Bevo just signed a deal, didn't he?
He did.
2 years.
So was that the right call?
At the minute, no, but if he wins the next five
if you're a premiership coach, you write your own ticket. as a rule, don't you?
And I reckon if he would have been available, there would have been lots of clubs after him. Essendon, for example. But it will be an absolutely massive game. Rory Lobb trying to get back in from that ankle concern, and Adam Treloar trying to press his case from a hamstring issue. But the Lions were much better last week.
Gil McLaughlin has spoken. So where was that?
It's a Sport Next conference amongst all the big hitters, normally the types you roll with, Jim. And he has admitted that he would like Gold Coast and GWS, which is a bit of a conversation at the moment, because your broadcasting friends, Jim, are starting to get a bit grumbly about the lack of broadcasting value and eyeballs watching the Suns and the Giants. But Gil McLaughlin adamant today that they will back in these new franchises for as long as it takes to turn around. So very supportive on that.
All right, good on. More? Well, he's got a few balls in the air. And we're going to go to a break. They're still in the air
grand
when we come back. Well, it's grand final.
We need to find out if that's going to be twilight or stay where it is.
Tassie.
Plenty happening.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Jim, I've got, I need a spell.
Yeah, I think
mentally zapped.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. Yes, mentally. I've got no more brain left.
Jay Clark joins us with all the footy news.
Once the grand final finishes, Jay-Z, I will put my hand high and say I swing my focus over to the summer game.
Yes.
So I thought that the grand final had been locked away as a daytime. The argument's over. We're staying during the day.
Gil McLaughlin said today that it'll be decided in the next few weeks.
Wow.
And if you remember, he said something about a month ago along the lines of the Twilight Grand Final has a lot of broadcasting appeal and there's more eyeballs on it. So I've always thought that it will eventually get there.
Okay.
It's only a matter of when. But you would know the broadcasting perspective.
Oh, they would love it.
Yeah.
They would love it.
And isn't it is a better product when it starts in the sort of
afternoon. Well, you and I went to the Super Bowl in San Francisco. It was sensational, I thought. Start in the daylight
the day,
and then finish at night. I thought it was brilliant.
It was nice.
That said, every time we run a Herald Sun poll, it comes back 80% people want to keep it the day.
Well,
so there is a traditional element.
You've got to listen to the people.
They're also a flat earth society, aren't they? I mean, let's be honest. Sometimes you've got to lead people by the nose. And then they experience it, Jay-Z, and then they go, wow, that's actually incredible.
Yeah, good. It's just a bit of fireworks at the end. It's classic. So we mentioned Gold Coast and GWS. There is also the Hawthorn Probe, which is continuing to be a very difficult bone to pick for AFL headquarters.
Well,
and
Gil would like to leave, wouldn't he? But he's got some big balls in the air that he's got to try and sort out.
He does have
and
some
this
big
is
balls
one of them,
the
and the Tassie team's one of them.
I just don't know that the Hawthorn issue is going to be sorted in the next 6 weeks, because it is very complex from a legal perspective. And I think the latest suggestion is that there's a call for mediation. No lawyers, all just get in a room and try and sort it out. I'm not sure that's going to go anywhere, but I think there's a desperation around this issue now, because it's just become very complex and a lot of legalese. And no one's happy
about
it.
Jeff Kennett wading in, I saw today, which was interesting.
Yes, because there is suggestion or claims.
He was using the word blackmail.
Yes.
That's a very strong term.
Yes. Well, I guess people are getting cranky, you know, in terms of the lawyers for some of the Hawthorn players who are involved are unhappy about the process and how it's been run. So goodness knows where this is going to end up. But I think Fagan and Clarkson aren't particularly wrapped with the way
Tassie
it's gone
team, which we think will happen. By the way, have you heard about Norwood coming in, the 20th team?
Not going to happen, is it, Bill?
No, I wouldn't have thought so. That's silly Chris Dipmer.
Nice attempt, though.
Naughty Chris.
Yeah. I think Tassie will get up. They just need about $350 million from Mr. Albanese, and then they'll be right. But
Let me talk to him.
Okay.
Clarko.
Yes.
Coaching North Melbourne. They're 2-0, take on Hawthorn, who he did coach for a long time, and they're 0-2.
Yep.
Might be a bit of spice in this one.
I think you can be honest and say, I don't think these two blokes who did work so closely for such a long period of time aren't sending each other Christmas cards.
Right.
I think there's still a little bit of leftover real feeling, and they're both competitive people, aren't they? So it didn't end perfectly, and I sort of understand all that. The cameras will be on them down in Tassie at the weekend to see whether there's any sort of fake handshakes and backslapping going on. Because
Andy Gowers? Who will he have to shake hands with? Or Sam Mitchell?
Sam Mitchell and Alistair Clarkson. Yeah, they'd be the surf. They do cross paths at some point on the surface down there in Tassie. It certainly will be interesting. Be nice to have had this game in Melbourne. I know the Tassie connection and commercial deal is quite strong, but I think both clubs would be desperate to love. But what it is, North Melbourne start to the season, Jim, it's just been total vindication for the move.
Totally agree.
That they've made. I mean,
and also, I love, I know there have been, you know, speaking about the Flat Earth Society, there are some people that are still parked in the 60s.
Name them, Jim.
That have had an issue.
Name them, Jim.
Way Clarko's standing on the side of the ground.
I think
it's absolutely brilliant. I love it.
How could you be unhappy about
him? And the players love it. They love him being there. They love how engaged.
They can't see him sometimes. They look around for a while.
Bill, you're standing right in front of him.
No, because he's so small.
I just think it is such a cool thing. I don't know how you could ever think it isn't.
No. We complain about coaches and players being robots and giving us a straight bat and giving us nothing. And then they're on the bench line showing some passion, trying to lift the club that have been on the bottom for 4 years and we're unhappy about that.
I love it. It's great. It's superb.
Good on you.
Do you know who's unhappy? The coaching group as a whole. And this is a story that snuck up on us a little bit, but speaking to the AFL Coaches Association, they say there is a disconnection between the assistant and senior development coaching group and the AFL headquarters over the soft cap cuts, which happened in 2019. Jim took a 37% whack out of their salary. And while all the AFL executive salaries bounce back and while the players' salaries bounce back, Bill, the coaches have been left high and dry.
The assistant coaches, spot on, which is a fair call.
Yes. So these are guys who are on sort of 150, 200. You know, that is their range. So they are well paid, but the workloads are a fair bit. And there are going to be some heated discussions between the AFL-CIO and the coaches.
That's good. It should be too.
And the headquarters to try and get a bit of uplift, Bill.
Yes, I'm happy for them. They should be paid more.
Because
no doubt about that.
The recent mental health survey data said they're all very stressed.
Yeah. Well, they're cutting clips at 4 a.m. and trying to do it on flights on the way home and then having to turn up. You know, I mean, it is a very stressful environment.
A lot of hours. They put in a lot of hours.
No doubt about
Sean
that.
Sean Darcy, going to Geelong.
No, I just they're a big watch the Cats. So they've got Reece Stanley and Johnny Segler in the ruck. They had a look at Brody Grundy. Just keep an eye on where they have a crack there because the Luke Jackson-Darcy partnership hasn't quite worked out. And a question mark over Jeremy Cameron with a Ribishoo, Reece Stanley as well in some doubt. They need to beat the Gold Coast Suns.
They
Suns.
Do.
Nice
up
to
there.
See you, Jay-Z.
Thank
Thanks
you,
for dropping by.
Thank you,
DSL at the Grand Prix on Saturday. Oh, do you think you can have a good time?
I'm going to wear my best shirt, Rosie.
Slow down.
Nathan Brown told you to slow down. How ironic.
I know.
He's a shocker.
Isn't that ironic?
Yeah. Can't wait for the Grand Prix.
On your wedding day.
Should be spectacular.
Thanks, Bill.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to our mates at BlueBet. Get around BlueBet this footy season and download the app today. Gamble responsibly.